Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 1-800-NOW-OPEN or open.com.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This summer, a song called Chicken Noodle Soup inspired a dance craze in Harlem, powered by this chorus.
Stones on 119 Finn Lexington, black side kick on the next thing.
At another time, this might have remained a local fad, but because of websites like YouTube and MySpace, it's caught on nationwide, and that led to a record contract for Harlem's 19-year-old DJ Webstar and 16-year-old lyricist Bianca Young B with Universal Records. The album came out on Tuesday. So we wanted to find out what has propelled this craze to national attention, and so we turned to Jacqueline Singleton, a high school student here in Manhattan. Jackie, welcome.
Hello.
How did you get hooked on chicken noodle soup?
Well, being that, it's kind of hard to explain, being that it was just a dance that everybody just was doing. Being that I know of DJ Webstar and Bianca, I know people that know her, so it was just like hearing how the name of the song came about. It was very interesting. It was just like them playing around, like saying words like chicken noodle soup and stuff, or doing silly dances, and then they just wind up saying, hey, let's do a song about it, let's do this, let's do that, and then it just turned into what it was. She met DJ Webstar, and then
they did this song, and people started doing the dance, and then the video came out,
yeah.
And, you know, every part of the song refers to, like, another street corner.
Yeah, it's just basically the chorus of the song is just basically the dance, telling everybody to chicken noodle soup. But the song is about Bianca in her neighborhood. She starts on 119th Street in Lexington. I happen to live down the block from there on 116th and 1st. So she starts there, and it's like her journey going uptown,
mm-hmm,
where all her hangout spots.
So basically, it's about the neighborhood. It's about a kid walking through her neighborhood and the people that she meets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just basically about that. But as she's walking, she's talking about how she's seeing somebody. There's this guy trying to talk to her. Then there's a part when she's just hanging out in the car. Or then she's talking about how there's people on the street just chicken noodle soup and just dancing and battling each other.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear a little bit more from the song Chicken Noodle Soup. All right, so that's the song Chicken Noodle Soup. Jackie, how did the dance develop? Is it kind of a freestyle thing? Everybody does it differently, or?
Okay, the dance. There's a basic movement to the dance. It's just swaying your feet from side to side. It's something like a shuffle, but you're doing it to the side, and you're using your arms, and your hands are going into a down motion,
mm-hmm,
and you just, like, as you get the hang of it, you start putting your own style to it. Like, some people, they'll turn, or some people, they'll dirty wind with it. Or some people, they'll jump up in the air and crisscross their feet or go down to the floor. It's just, it depends on what the person is, who the person is, and what they like to do. They just take that simple movement and make it their own.
So you said people were kind of, this summer, they were battling, you know, that you
yes.
You try and up
yes,
one up
yes.
the other guy.
Yes, actually. Recently, this Saturday, me and a couple of my friends went to Jersey to a football game. It was Hampton versus Morgan, and we was at the tailgate party, And we were just sitting there. They played the song, dedicated it to Harlem, all the people that was there from Harlem. And people, there were some kids that was in, from Brooklyn. They came, and they approached us, and they're like, they want to battle us. And we were battling at the tailgate, and everybody's watching.
All right. So, I mean, when you look at the YouTube, you know, all these kids on YouTube doing the dance, or you look at the original video, it seems really happy-go-lucky. I mean, you know, it's a real kind of fun musical dance moment. When you look at it, do you think, yeah, that's my neighborhood? Does it seem accurate to you?
Yeah, it seems, it's just a comfortable, like, dance. It's something that marks Harlem. It became a Harlem anthem.
Yep.
So it's like, anywhere you go, if somebody's chicken noodle soup, and you know, well, you either hang out in Harlem, you know somebody from Harlem, or you live in Harlem.
Or you look at YouTube.
Yes.
All right, so Jacqueline Singleton is from Harlem, and we've been talking about the Harlem craze known as chicken noodle soup. You can actually find a link to YouTube on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Jackie, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
That's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, Farm Aid holds its annual concert Saturday in, of all places, Camden, New Jersey. We'll find out why the festival is coming to a concrete-covered city that's frankly better known for crime and poverty than corn, beans, and hogs. Also, The Long Winters, a Seattle-based emo band, perform live in our studio. If you missed something during the show or want to hear it again, it's archived on our website, the aforementioned soundcheck page at WNYC.org, parts of the program available as a podcast. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Naomi Person, Buddy Niederhofer, Bess Kargman, and Neftali Rivera. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.